Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
You listen to the program, proudly brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley-Davidson North. Todd Liebo, proudly brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. You know, they've got the big hot tub, pool sale, the patio furniture. Had some friends over the weekend, sat out on my Family Leisure patio furniture.
Nice.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Very comfy.
Yeah. May have played the music a little too loud outside.
Get a phone call? Neighbors?
Did not.
Aren't you on the board? Nobody can tell you what to do.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. You've heard some of those stories. That's exactly how it works.
It's 100% how
exactly
it works.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. Todd Liebo. Let's hear real quick. We're going to change things up. We're going to play the feud in our next segment. So hold on. We're going to be.
There's news afoot.
There's news afoot. Mike Matheny has spoken. Adalberto Mondesi eligible to be coming off his injury list, they're calling it now. And he's going to bat where?
Well, we'll get to that, but I don't think he's in the lineup tonight.
Okay.
But the first thing that happened today, I don't think
it's a hell of a precaution they're taking.
Well, they're
we're now 11 days into the precaution.
Precautions, many precautions. 11 days into the second stint of precautions, perhaps, right? Depending on how much of a gamer you are. But the news of today was about Andrew Benintendi, and I don't think a lot of people saw this coming right before we had a chance to talk to the skipper. They got some bad news about him and his ribs.
Right rib injury. He made a throw in Oakland. The ball bounced off the wall and felt something at the time and felt pretty good. But when he got up this morning, it really locked up on him and got an x-ray done and there was a hairline fracture. So it's something that obviously not the news we were hoping for, but and have an opportunity for somebody else to step in and help us out. Edward Olivares is going to be the move on the roster, and Ollie will be in the lineup today.
So have you ever broken your rib throwing a ball?
No. What was his injury last year with Boston?
It was a broken
something
rib.
Similar, yeah.
Some sort of a rib thing.
I think we're finding that there's a
rib issue
here. Well, yeah, and it sucks. And again, I'll say the same thing about him as I'd say about Mondesi. I mean, everyone's put together different. We were talking about it during the break. I don't know what a guy can or can't go. I just know that as a ball club, you have to manage your roster based upon having guys that can play.
Mm-hmm.
And if a guy proves over and over again that he can't play, then you should value him less.
Right.
And that's unfortunate because this is clearly becoming a theme with Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, this is twice. Now, we'll see how long this goes. I don't know. But it was an unusual injury when he got hurt with the Red Sox. And this, to me, sounds pretty unusual. You're throwing a baseball.
And you hurt your ribs?
You fracture your ribs.
You fracture your ribs? Yeah. That sounds like scary, kind of like those guys that, you know, have cancer. And they throw a pitch and they break their arm.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. You know, I mean, it's like kind of like, well, there's something structurally, something
my guess is
fundamentally wrong there.
More than one way to break a rib. I mean, you can like get punched by Mike Tyson and have like broken ribs, or you can have a little funny line.
My assumption is this is the kind where like the cartilage, he strained it and it's pulled off just like a hairline. He said hairline fracture.
Yeah.
That there's just like part of it, like the ligament is pulling or the tendon, whatever.
Whatever it is, it's pulling the bone, and it's separated it a little bit. Yeah. So that's
I don't do anything explosively enough to have those types of injuries, Todd.
Well, sometimes when we try to get explosive, we can hurt ourselves in our condition.
But if you can't be explosive,
it's best not to try as well. Know your limitations.
I can try, and I'm still not explosive. I've yet to have a muscle pull of any kind.
Never?
I don't think so.
I have a little strain. Felt a twinge in my back yawning.
Well,
A little stretch.
I
have a disc issue, which came from, you know, thinking I was...
You've been down on the ground with that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thinking I was, going to be some power lifter or something, and that was the dumbest ideas I had for about 15 years of my life. and I really wish I didn't have those ideas now. But no, never a...
Soft tissue, broken rib, or whatever.
I got a broken collarbone from inner tubing. It's, you know...
Here's the bad part is this team doesn't have a good offense, right? And one of the things that was kind of an okay
by the way,
part
did I use the term
this?
Real quick? Did I use the term powerlifting?
You did say that.
Yeah, that's not
weightlifting.
Scratch that. Weightlifting. Well, but I would do like
deadlifts
and
something. That's powerlifting.
Power cleans. But it really I heard that and I'm like, you fat ass. You cannot associate powerlifting with
yourself.
There's
different levels of powerlifting.
Yeah.
There's you, and then there's some guys who
there's
do this.
There's not.
Like
powerlifting lives north of me, so that was a stupid statement, and I digress.
You were deadlifting.
Okay, yeah.
I was more like it.
Dumb lifting.
I'm a dumb lifter.
I was a dumb lifter.
So, on to Adalberto Mondesi, okay. Who has been on the IL for the second time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's been
I heard
there
you this
before.
Morning pointing out he played 59 games last year,
played
Todd.
Almost every game.
All fixed.
And I don't know if that was doing that because there was no one watching or what. But
I love that theory.
I don't know. I don't want to crap all over him. Okay?
I don't either.
I don't want to.
But I want the Royals to start treating him like what he clearly is. He is now the back. Jeff Montgomery's the guy who's like, look. After about so many years, you're the back of your baseball card.
Yeah.
And the Royals keep treating him like he's about ready to blossom into Fernando Tatis Jr.
Well, and the back of his baseball card in the minors wasn't that great either.
Yes.
Okay. We've talked about this 100 times. I don't know why they put the pressure on him of putting him on the roster in the World Series in 2015. Unnecessary. And I think that got him on a bunch of people's radar who had never heard of him. Right, I mean, we knew who he was because we follow this stuff. But your average Joe Royals fan, who they had way more of them in 2015 than they've ever had, all of a sudden thought, oh, my gosh, well, this guy's supposed to be something. And I think they did him a disservice when they did that.
I agree.
Because he certainly wasn't ready for it.
I agree.
Okay. Now, we're listening to the ball game yesterday on the television, right? And we hear this one from Rex and Ryan because Dayton Moore had talked on an interview this weekend about getting Mondesi back. And I don't know what your thoughts are about this.
Okay.
There's one final concern they have for him, and that is the trip back to Kansas City, sitting for 3 hours at 30,000 feet, and then moving up a couple of time zones. And you were talking about, you know, getting hit on the quad, and you know, you sleep on that, and the next day it hurts. How about getting hit on the quad and then going and sitting in a pressurized aircraft for 3 hours?
You know, not the best conditions, no doubt.
Okay, so I asked Seren's opinion on this. I'm just going to fill the listeners in who aren't looking at us.
No, you're not.
I don't think you thought much of that.
Well, I said earlier, I love Ryan as a guy and as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
He's tremendous. And what I've always loved about Ryan is I think he's absolutely the best. He said, look, I'm not a journalist. I'm a part of the PR department.
Right.
And that makes it easy as hell to interview the guy because he doesn't try to sit there and act like he's giving you, you know. But he's also the best one I've ever heard at talking about things that are negatives about the ball club. He does it better than anybody.
Easily.
He does it in a professional way.
Yes.
And so he's not afraid to tackle the issue. But, I mean, I think that's one – I think he's – telling us what the GM said.
That's what he said. He was repeating what the GM
delivering
said.
Delivering the news. I don't know that, you know, he's not paid to give his opinion on it, and he's not going to. So I'm not even going to worry about what his opinion would be. And I think Rex is trying to do the same thing. Yeah, I think silence might have been a little more golden from Rex on that one than, yeah, that's not a good one. Like,
I think this year they've been a little more
this last
critical
road trip for
of
sure.
What they've seen on the field, for sure.
Which says to me that, and I agree with you, which says
they
to me that,
getting the word
well,
that
the front
okay.
office is saying, it's all right, these guys got to grow up a little bit, yeah. Right? Like, you know, or, hey, it is time. It is time. We know that it's time to start winning some baseball games. And so they're not viewing it as, like, listen, we got to provide cover fire for a team that expects to lose 100 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that dynamic is at play. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just hope that the front office is ready to live up to that now.
Yeah, that'll be the tough part because –
More so than just signing Alcides Escobar off an independent league team.
They when they love their players, they love their players, okay? And they've loved a lot of these guys. And they've been loving Mondesi up and doing anything they can to give him the opportunity to be 100% healthy when he plays.
And at including some point, not acquiring a shortstop.
Right.
Hunter Dozier's got to compete. Whit Merrifield's got to compete. All these other guys on this roster are expected to compete and win their job. One guy is just given the spot, and their backup plan is a second baseman that doesn't even really play short.
That couldn't make the roster.
Yes.
Out of spring training.
Yes. What is that?
It's a little bit like Alex Smith for the first few years with the Chiefs, where this is your job. And at the very beginning, it's your job, right?
Yeah.
But a couple years in,
never getting a backup that could seriously challenge.
Yeah, they got fine backups to hang out and be there. And that's what it's been like for him now.
And don't you get
Bobby
the sense
that guy, you know?
Do you get the sense, not to drag Alex Smith, under a bus while he's retired?
He played his best when someone was behind him going for it.
You think so?
With Mahomes, when Mahomes got drafted, it was the best year Alex Smith had was that year.
True, but they
sometimes
clearly,
you need a little spot.
Right, okay. But my point is that they were terrified of what he would do if he had real competition, right?
I think so.
Or they
yeah.
promised him, we're not going to bring in anybody
for a few years. Who knows?
And. Yeah. That was a promise that
but
they.
I don't
felt
know what they've told Mondesi about anything. I like the kid. He's soft spoken. I know he's had a different life than a lot of the kids who have come out of Latin America because his dad was a big league ball player and all that stuff. So maybe he's been a little more pampered than some of these guys who have really been scrapping for every single thing they've ever had in their lives, not their baseball lives, their lives. And that I don't think is the way that he was raised. And I think I don't want to call players soft. But he's been hurt a bunch, and none of them have been, people used to get mad. When we were kids, we'd get mad at George Brett because he'd get hurt sometimes.
Right.
Okay, you catch that
crap. I remember
that. Okay. Yeah, but he would always get hurt hustling, and that's kind of how it's been sometimes with Mondesi, diving to make a play and these type of things. Remember a few years ago when Moose and Gordon ran into each other fighting for every ball or whatever? Mm-hmm. But I don't think all of these things have been that way with him. And But George Brett always fought his ass off to get back in the lineup as quick
George
as he could.
Brett. Missed a lot of games, right? And he's a guy that I wish wouldn't have gone 100% down to first.
Right.
Like, I think I call it 70 to 80% down to first.
Sometimes
on what's
worth
a certain
it.
Out,
yeah.
To keep yourself in the lineup. That really wasn't the mindset when George played. I think it's the mindset now with how much they make. But George Brett had 3,100 freaking hits, over 300
well,
home runs,
about 2
over
years
600
of, yes.
doubles,
yeah.
1,500 RBIs. I mean, he was out there. Trust me, I've fielded that email a lot. There's a big difference. I cited to somebody, they sent me that. I said, listen, at this point in George Brett's career, he had made, I think it was 2 All-Star games, finished second in the MVP award, won a batting title, led the league in triples, led the league in doubles twice, led the league in hits twice.
But he didn't have a World Series ring, though, did he? He kind of does. It just makes me laugh every time I say it. I can't even say it out loud.
He was like 2 years away from getting his World Series.
He had back-to-back 159 games, 630 at bat, league-leading in
before he started kind of getting
seasons
hurt.
By the time he turned 24.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He, by the time he began getting injured, he had already proven that he could, he'd already put those numbers up. He wasn't injured right at the get-go.
Right. Yeah.
Did anyone else see the irony in the fact that Lebo picked Alex Smith, who might be like the toughest guy ever?
I wasn't calling him not tough. I'm just saying that, he didn't have competition.
I'm
not going to call
the
him
irony
not tough.
Of the situation.
I know he's tough.
And the year that he
And I knew
he
was tough the whole time he was here. The whole time. Yes. Let's not get into that.
And you mentioned the year that he had his best. He led the league.
Actually, I do want to get into that. Is there something I don't know?
You've never heard the Alex Smith tough story? We'll talk about that after a break.
Okay.
I'm going to play something from Mike Matheny here quickly. Mike Matheny, who's very long talking about many things and has been very long talking about Adalberto Mondesi many times this year, wasn't particularly long today when I asked him about the prospects of him getting back soon.
Yeah, he'll be doing some more work today. So we'll get a little better idea. Each time we give him a little bit more, we get a better idea of what that timeline might look like. But seems to be coming along well.
He's been asked a lot about him. I get it. So that was his comment about him.
It's good to know he's coming along well.
He's coming along well. Danny Duffy's going to throw a live session today.
So okay, that's good.
That's still
good
something
news.
Going on with Danny.
The most incremental progress in Major League history. by
take it step by step.
It's a similar. Millimeter a Let's day. Take it back cheeks wise. It's a little bit like Eric Berry. Is it day to day?
When do they go on the road again?
It's going to be a while. They got
and where do they go? Could he bus?
How close is it? Is it Minnesota? Can we get you there?
He's going to Uber.
Can he Uber over to the White Sox? Like who's up next?
When are they playing St. Louis? It's time to get the Cardinals series going on. What is it? Detroit, Boston. Let's see where they go and see if they have a bus route that'll get maybe the Amtrak. You know, it's not at 30,000 feet, right?
Yeah.
You could go a little quicker here and there, maybe so. Let's say, going to the Yankees. It's pretty far.
Oopsie.
Don't know. Long bus ride.
That's a long one. That is a trip. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a little more from Mike Matheny later on. Right now, though, let's play the feud, 913-3-810-810. Play for a Hen House gift card, 913-3-810-810. Todd Lebo is in right now. He's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Go to familyleisure.com or see him in person at K10 and Ridgeview. The summer sale is in effect right now. Patio furniture, pools, spas, gorilla goals, basketball goals, and the grills. They're there right now, just waiting for you. It's at Family Leisure, K10 and Ridgeview, online at familyleisure.com.
The program with Soren Petro
has spoken to a woman he didn't work with in the last decade.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Curtis Siebel, Jed Marshall. Todd Lebo joins us. Time to play the feud.
Mm.
Playing for a Hen House gift card. Go to henhouse.com.
I played this in like a couple of weeks.
Well, you've been gone.
I was gone. You were gone. It was Memorial Day.
You don't even know if I was gone because you were gone.
No, I know you were gone.
No. You know I was gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You don't know if I was gone Monday.
I
might have been here.
I know you weren't here at last Memorial Day.
I was not.
That's
I was not.
Today we play the feud.
It has been a while. We have a contestant. That contestant has a name, and it's Aaron. Aaron, you're in the program. How are you, Aaron?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
Doing great. I trust you have heard us play the feud before?
I have heard you play the feud before.
Good, good. So you know how it works. You know you've got a choice to make. Who are you going to play as your partner? Is it going to be Curtis? Is it going to be Todd? Or is it going to be myself?
Is a tough decision, but I am going to go with Curtis because he has the best haircut.
That is
strong.
Wow. Is there a difference between Curtis's haircut and Lebo's?
He shaves his head. I just trim my.
Yours is just a trim?
Yeah. Okay. I don't razor it up.
You don't razor it up? Okay. All right. So
don't cut my head that way.
Yeah. I'm impressed. You know Curtis has an amazing track record, right?
I know, and that's the other reason I picked him, along with the same haircut as I did.
Okay, I like it.
Track record of losing.
All right.
Who's going to go first for you boys?
Who's going first for you guys? Curtis, do you want to talk to your teammate?
I was going to let him. I figured he would let him.
But you're the radio professional.
Why don't you go first? We'll let you go first.
I'll start us off because sometimes that's the easiest one.
That's right. There you go. I like the way you think. Okay. Lebo, first or second, where you want
to
go?
I think I'd like to see you and Curtis play against each other.
Okay.
Because we don't get to see this in person. I'm seeing it right now, so I'm going to go first.
All right. Very good. This should be interesting.
You got a buzzer, Aaron?
Do I have a buzzer?
Do you know how your buzzer works? Do you say your name? Right?
Go, yep. Aaron, that's how you buzz in. We're making sure you know how to buzz in.
Okay.
So you say.
You want to test it out for
us?
Can
we test it?
I'll test it. Aaron.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right. There
strong
it is.
Player.
That was painful.
Strong player. Not as painful as last
a couple
week.
Let me
tell you something right now, Petro.
That.
If we lose this, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Lebo, Aaron, you both ready to rock here?
Yes.
Aaron's
all
strong.
Right.
All right. Yeah, good. Good. Ready to get going. All right. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. I asked them a question. They gave me some responses. I asked them, name any former member of Sporting Kansas City / the Wizards.
Lebo. Matt Beasler.
Matt Beasler was there. That's your third best answer.
Chance
to steal.
Oh, wow.
You get a chance, Aaron.
Oh, out of all the sports.
Yes.
And Matt Beasler is the only one that I knew.
Well, he's already been taken, so we'll go ahead and buzz you. Let's see here. Lebo, Soren, would you guys like to play or pass?
Yeah, we're going
to
play.
Okay.
I'm going to say Graham Zusi.
Zeus did not make the board.
What?
No, this is read this question. It's former.
Name
right?
any former member of former. Sporting Kansas City
oh,
okay. slash the
I didn't
the
hear that. Do I get to go again?
That
sounds like
sure,
a you problem.
Why not? Let's.
That is kind of a you problem. You're right. All right, we'll take the buzzer. We'll take the buzzer. It's fine.
All right, Leibs.
Preki.
Preki was there. That's your second best answer.
How confident? I know a lot of because I did the stadium announcing the first year, so I know a number of the old guys. Do you?
I got.
Are you feeling pretty good?
I got a few. Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to take Tony Meola.
What's your top answer?
You got to go digital, Takiwara, right? He's got to be.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Fifth best.
Got to go with the Puma, Jimmy Nielsen.
It's your fourth best.
Hope you guys from the table.
I'd hope Peter makes it.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No. Two strikes.
Wow.
Peter
Damn champion.
People don't. I don't know if they know that he played for them.
It's embarrassing.
What's been said?
The answers that have been taken: number one, Tony Meola; number two, Preki; number three, Matt Beisler; number four, Jimmy Nielsen; and number five, Digital Takawira. Excuse me.
All right.
Two strikes.
I got three names written down, so just go.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think where what time frame. Which guy to go with? I'll go with.
Need an answer.
Garcia.
Nick Garcia was not there. I like Nick Garcia a lot. He's a nice man. That's too bad he didn't make the list. But that's
Sucks.
Three strikes. Chance to steal here.
It's really only two, but you know. Once yeah. I knew what we were doing.
I could only come up with three names, and they were already taken. And my guess is that Aaron doesn't have a gem sitting there
Curtis,
waiting to fire
Curtis,
up.
Curtis, if you can pull the weight for me right here, I promise I'll make it up out of any other topic.
Well, I will guarantee you I will not be able to pull the weight. So
come
I'm
going to
say Enzo DePayde.
Enzo DePayde, whoever
one?
You just said, was yeah, not on board.
I was going to go Jimmy Conrad.
Jimmy yeah, Conrad
was there.
Just had a radio show
radio
on our board.
Josh Wolf?
No.
Alexi Lalas?
Oh, no, no. No,
no, no, no.
CJ
Sapong?
Sapong.
No? Oh.
The answers that you did not get. Number
no, wait. Ico Parra. Ico Parra is definitely there. Oh, really?
Johnson? What? God, damn it.
Who is the number 10 that was here and gone and here? Funny guy. Good looking. All the gals liked him.
Oh.
Just retired a year or two ago. Could not remember his name.
He's on the list if it's who I think you're talking
well,
about.
Who is it?
Is it Dom Dwyer? Is that who you're thinking of?
Yes.
Dom Dwyer was your sixth best.
No,
game.
No, not Dom Dwyer.
No,
Dom Dwyer should have said, no, he wasn't the 10. He was the 9.
Are you thinking of Kai Kamara?
Oh, Benny no. Philhopper.
Benny Philhopper was there. That was your seventh
Damn
best answer. As I had mentioned, Dom Dwyer 6, and then 7 or 8, Jimmy Conrad.
How many did we get? 100?
You got 84 points.
Okay, pretty
we'll
good.
Take it.
Not
pretty
good. We didn't even list the question. We got 84.
Yeah, we didn't even try.
Petro, K Block, you both ready to rock here?
I'm ready to not be the first guy to say my name.
Let's go.
That'll be good. All right. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. I got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name any number 2 seed to lose in the first round of
Petro.
The Petro.
Oh, God.
What's
Mizzou.
It going to be?
Mizzou.
Mizzou was your 8th best answer.
Oh, my Lord. How is that? Okay.
Well, thanks, Primony. Duke.
Duke was your top answer. Would you guys like to play it or pass?
How is it not Mizzou?
I have no idea. You want to play
read,
on this,
read the question so Aaron can hear it. I kind of cut you off on it.
The question.
I heard the question. Curtis, let's pass on this.
Pass?
You want to pass and try to steal?
I think they're not going to get it. We're going to steal it.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll pass.
Wow. Interesting strategy
the
there, Cotton.
Pass.
Let's see if it pays off.
Lebo and Seren, you are charged with the task of naming any number 2 seed to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The answers that have been taken, number 1, Duke, and number 8, Missouri.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely one of them.
Zona Zoo did not make the list.
Wow.
That's our first strike.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Syracuse was the first ever 2 to lose.
It's your second best answer. That sting?
It does. Yeah, it's...
South. Were you in school during that?
I was.
Yeah. I bet that was a good time.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and a year we were on probation. It was one hell of a tournament runs.
Probably made it for a fun spring break, fun tournament that year.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina?
South Carolina was your 7th best. Seventh best.
What all has been said?
Duke number 1, Syracuse number 2, South Carolina 7, and Missouri number 8. or Missouri, as some people say.
Okay, it was us, and then it was Arizona. Duke and Mizzou were at the same time. He mentioned South Carolina. Who am I forgetting? How many more answers are there?
Eight of these? And Arizona didn't make the list.
Eight total.
Are they all right?
Yeah.
Really?
The answers that are still remaining, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, this is a problem. Did Georgetown gag one of those? I'll go Georgetown.
Georgetown
they did, though,
they
right?
Did. They did not make the cut.
They
though.
Did, didn't they, Curtis? Is it
strikes.
Two?
Yep.
What the hell?
I'm about to strike us out here.
With Iverson, I think.
Oh, Iowa State.
Oh, good call.
Damn.
Iowa State was there. That's your third best answer.
Curtis is definitely going to get this. God bless it.
Maybe. We're getting ones right that are wrong.
I have one that I know did it and one that I think did it, but I'm not entirely certain.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Were there multiples?
No one said it twice.
No.
Okay. So it can't be the same school. Yeah, in a different year.
Apparently no one's ever done it twice.
No one has.
Because if someone had done it twice, it would have been Missouri. They haven't been a two seed enough times. They undoubtedly would have done
it. I cannot believe
once.
They were the eighth one.
Didn't Tom Izzo choke one away? I'm going to go Michigan State.
Okay.
Yep.
That was your fifth best answer.
Damn it. I can't believe Arizona didn't make it. That was like Steve Nash mm-hmm. with Santa Clara.
Yeah, it was. They did it the year after Syracuse did it. I was so happy when
someone else finally did it.
Right away.
And then Missouri had a chance to play Santa Clara, but pooped their game away. Lost to Temple, I think.
Need an answer, Leibs.
No, you don't.
Sure, I do.
I'll tell you what you need. I think this is wrong, but did Carolina ever do it? North Carolina.
North Carolina was the fourth best answer in spite of the fact that they've never done it.
Never done it. Never done it.
That's the hatred for Roy somehow.
Oh, my Lord.
One answer remains, Petro. Two strikes. Number six on the board.
And number six is all that's left?
That's all that remains.
I don't think there's anybody else that's done it, though.
Just pick a school. They've proven it doesn't have to be the correct answer.
Dude, they're my weed head followers. They don't know.
Remember the islands in Hawaii are actually town names? Whatever. It's all good.
I
don't say Springfield.
Well, no, I think I think if there is one more, I think it's USC and Harold Miner. So I'm going to try USC. Okay.
Three strikes. Chance to steal here, Aaron and Kadog.
If there's one left, Curtis
the
knows
the second
it.
Name what? That I wrote, I'm not really certain. But what do you think, Aaron?
Well, I'm confident, but I'm confused because there was a right answer that got buzzed because it wasn't on there. And then there was a...
Two right answers. Mm-hmm. Two right answers that were buzzed.
But then there was an answer that was correct that never lost. So this year, I know for a fact because Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State, and my nephew was on the coaching staff of Oral Roberts. So I know that happened.
Can we get him on the show?
But I'm scared that everybody forgot about it already. I don't know. Curtis, what do you think?
Well, I can name two fat asses in this room that forgot about it.
Yes, absolutely. Three. Because the one that I had written down was Indiana. I thought Indiana did it, but I wasn't certain. So I had forgotten about Ohio State, but I bet others. What do you want to go with, Aaron? Your call.
Okay, let's go with my nephew and Oral Roberts University beating Ohio State this year.
Ohio State University was the sixth best answer. That's nice. 100 points over to Aaron and Curtis.
Aaron saving the day.
Oh, how about the pass of the saving year right there?
Indiana was the first ever number three to lose. They lost to the same Richmond Spiders
this
that we
Aaron
lost to as a two.
Coaching circles around us right now. He passed it and stole it.
God bless.
My strategy actually worked for the first time ever because I didn't think anybody would remember that already this year.
You're a smart man, Aaron.
You're doing a great job, Aaron.
Well done.
All right, Aaron.
Did we win?
Not
Can
yet.
Can we stop right now?
No.
Stop the count.
You will fight on.
Yeah, stop the count.
Okay,
stop
Lebo, Aaron, you both ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
All right, good deal. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. I got the top 8 responses when I asked them, name a famous painting.
Lebo. Mona Lisa.
I'm out.
What's your top answer?
We're going to pass.
I'm not stealing anything.
Aaron.
Are you?
No. Lebo's already got the top answer, so we got to decide if we're going to play or not. Famous painting. Okay, I could probably get a couple. A couple are popping in my head.
I could name a few. Curtis has this. Down no matter what.
Not really.
Oh, yeah. He's all the art that man's collected.
Mm-hmm. World traveler, too.
I'm going to go with the Sistine Chapel.
Not okay, on
I'm
the board.
Out. No,
one strike.
Yeah, that's not famous at all. No one's.
Is it Starry Night or Starry Night?
Starry Night was your second best answer.
What is that?
It's a Van Gogh. Stars in a night. You know.
You'd know it if you saw it. It's a famous painting.
Give me, how's the stupid question
phrased?
I think
it's the title of a painting.
Name a famous
Not like the really
painting.
Good job I did in the, you know, our master bathroom. Where I
right,
I just
right.
nailed all the corners.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Again, I was tough. I couldn't follow everything you were saying. How's the question go again?
Name a famous painting?
It's literally four words. You're not helping me buy time here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on, let me read it slower. Name... A.
Famous.
Famous.
French.
Painting.
You've been to a museum, haven't you?
When I was in school or something. Maybe.
You haven't been to the Nelson or anything? You've never taken your kids?
No, I want to. I've talked about it, but because it'll all be new to me.
Clearly.
Look at all this stuff. I think one of these on the list was down there the last time I was there.
I'm going to go with Kid and Ball.
I don't know what just happened.
Kid and Ball.
I was thinking that maybe there's like, you know, a kid playing with a ball.
One of the early impressionist paintings of
Kid and Ball.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
I'll go Kid and Ball. Scream.
That was your third best answer.
Where
Did
are you getting this from?
Dude,
they're famous paintings.
I'm kind of pretty Scream much a cultural guy. I've seen a lot of things and done a lot of stuff. You know, wide in my thoughts and things.
Do you ever get a chance to see Kid and Ball?
Yeah. You know, it's one of our bucket list things. We want
to go to the Louvre.
Kid and Ball.
You got to go to Italy. You got to go to Italy to see Kid and Ball.
Yeah. You can't just catch that in America.
No.
You got to go over. How many strikes do we have? One or two?
Two strikes.
Come on now.
Okay. I actually think I got one here. Happy Trees with River by
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Happy Little Tree by Bob Ross.
With lake and mountain behind it.
Three strikes.
That's three?
That is three.
Oh,
Leibo got three answers. Petro got three strikes.
Stunning. It was in the culture categories.
Aaron, you got one. I have one. I think it's known as this, but I don't know that it's the title, but it might get known as.
Well,
do you have one?
I do have one. I have a couple, but one, The Last Supper.
Michelangelo. That's pretty good. I think
the
that's probably
he's been a really popular one so far.
I think that's probably going to be
and
it.
And what were you thinking?
Whistler's Mother.
Oh, yeah. Is that Shot at the Intern?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't say Whistler's Mother.
I don't know if the dog playing poker has a title.
It's called Dog and Card.
For the Twitter audience, that would be it. But I don't know. I think
The Last Supper probably.
The Last Supper,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I would agree.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
God!
The Last Supper was there.
So was Dogs Playing Poker. Tell me that's
the
there, too.
The answers that you did not get.
Let me try some.
Okay.
Persistence of Time?
No.
Water Lilies?
Stop showing off.
Water Lilies? Water Lilies was the one of the best.
How about Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
No, that was
What about Bullet and Butterfly Wings?
American
picture, the one
Gothic?
Of,
American Gothic was there.
And right. I also had Guernica written down. It's a big mural.
That wasn't there, though. Sorry, Todd.
That's one you've seen in Spain.
The answer is
How about the LeBron mural in Cleveland? No?
Okay. There's only one other famous painting that I remember my wife talking about, and it was the girl with some type of earring.
Oh, yeah.
Girl with balls.
How about Man Without Ear?
Bingo.
The
answers that you did not get. Number four, American Gothic. Number six, Dogs Playing Poker.
Oh,
I knew that. That was a great
Water
one.
Water Lilies. And number eight, Whistler's Mother.
Whistler's Mother.
Curtis Siebold.
We have an intern starting today. His last name is Whistle.
I'm going to just point this out right now, Petro. All of us got something right except you.
Sistine Chapel isn't there. Isn't it the most famous painting ever?
I wouldn't say it is a painting.
Was it painted?
Yes, it was painted.
Hence, it's a
so
painting.
So was my parents' house in 1972.
Petro,
it's
on the list. Jed's freaking question, followers are
they
the
know
worst.
Art. They know art.
If the question would have been, where was the famous painting?
There you go.
There you go.
Aaron's
Well, what's the name of that painting?
The ceiling of the Sistine
something
Chapel.
Something of man, the something of man.
We have
shut up.
I have no idea.
It's called Ball and Kid.
It's called Man in Cloud.
I think the title of the painting was.
Come on, hey, dude, our back's against the wall here. Can you go?
How many they get?
73.
Yeah, 73.
All right.
173
to 84.
I really
talked a lot of crap before this.
All right.
Aaron had a bad buzzer. This guy's playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Petro, Kadog, you both ready to rock here?
We literally are. Gunther Cunningham. Right
we
now.
Surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8.
Yes, we're ready.
I'm ready. Who's up? Me or you? I don't even know.
You.
Who's
come on,
Kurt
24. Give us the question.
18. We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers. When I asked them, name any hockey penalty.
Petro. a fighting.
Fighting was your second best answer. Chance to steal here.
I'm going to go with offside.
Offsides was the fifth best answer.
Oh.
Lebo, Petro, would you guys like to play this?
We got
to
play, don't we?
We have to play, right?
Yep.
So I'm up.
Play. Yep. That's been working well for us.
Oh. they call it obstruction?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's awful. One strike.
Good choice.
High sticking
was there. That was your third best.
Is it hooking?
Is that your answer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's your fourth best answer.
I think it's called. Well.
Read out what we have.
Yeah, what do we got so far?
The answers that have been taken: number 2, fighting; number 3, high sticking; number 4, hooking; and number 5, offside.
So number 1 is still out there?
Number 1 still remains.
The number 1. Too many men on the ice.
2 strikes.
It's definitely a common penalty.
Strike out, because I don't think I have a word here. Did they just call it misconduct?
No, that's terrible.
You're in the penalty box, Lebo. That's 3 strikes. Ugh. See what I did there? Aaron and Curtis, this would decide the game here.
None of my kids played hockey, but I've watched the movie Slapshot over 50 times, and I know slashing has came up, and I think where they slam into the board, one of the Hanson's best was called boarding, but I know slashing. Has anybody said it?
Mm-mm. Want to rock that? Let's go that way. Slashing.
Slashing was the 6th best answer.
What the hell was number 1?
Number 1, icing.
Oh, God.
Number...
That's not a penalty.
Neither is offsides, is it?
They're no.
Just,
they're the people who follow me.
They're not penalties. These are dumbasses.
Wow.
Anyway, congratulations, Aaron.
These people
great.
Only
you
know me because they listen to this show, and you just called them all dumbasses.
How many did they get? 25?
They got way more than you needed. Let's see here. They got 57 points, so that'll do it.
And you remember that guy on Slapshot that was the most penalized person in the league because he did slashing and took a person's eye out. You remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
230 to 84.
They call him Captain Hook.
That's 230 in a row.
Captain Hook.
Wow.
Exactly.
Aaron, listen, I'd love to withhold the Henhouse gift card, but based upon the rules, I'm not allowed. I don't have that power. So congratulations. You're a winner, my friend. Extremely well played. You are definitely the best coaching candidate, the best strategist we've ever had at this game, Aaron.
No doubt.
Oh, well, I appreciate the kind words, Petro.
Congratulations to your nephew, too.
I love it when Petro doesn't win and he gets frustrated. And I hear that little, that just
I feel
awesome.
Awful. I was I talking crap before this thing.
Lebo threw
is
a pen.
Is Petro stomping his feet right now?
No, I'm tossing things down.
Lebo's throwing things. Yeah, you have succeeded, Aaron, at every level.
Well, I want to add one thing here on – this is like the fourth time I've ever called in my life. I've listened forever. I was on the radio with Kevin Keatsman for my first call ever when I got interrupted because they were live because Todd Lebo had his first child.
Oh, my gosh.
On air.
Wow.
My call. It was my first call ever, and they're like, Keatsman said, we're going to get you a T-shirt, A.B., and then he cut me off. And I never got that T-shirt. What is it, 22?
We'll get you a T-shirt.
We're going to get you a T-shirt. We're going to get you a T-shirt.
I've been waiting for that damn T-shirt.
In fact, we're gonna try to find like half a dozen different ones
to
give
you. I'll tell you this. Well, that was actually my daughter. whose birthday is tomorrow. So it's 22 years ago tomorrow that you got cut off.
That is awesome.
Incredible.
I'm in education, and my summer's when I had a little free time, and I really don't want a T-shirt. I want to be able to call in 5 more years and complain about not having a T-shirt from 20 years ago.
Oh, no. We're getting you an 810 fur coat,
for God's sake.
Oh, well. Yeah, now let's talk here. Let's talk.
We're gonna get you taken care of.
We're gonna get this.
That is huge. That is huge. Aaron, thanks so much, man. Thanks for listening all these years.
You bet.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Jed's gonna get some information from you. By the way, I put him on hold, so Jed will pick up and we'll get some information from him.
Little 2:30 to 0 run there.
Yeah, 2:34. That's enough, Curtis.
All right, let's get.
It wasn't you, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was not.
Aaron.
It was Aaron.
Ruled the roost there.
Holy cow!
Save me.
Turns out Aaron can deadlift over 400 pounds because he managed to carry Curtis across the finish line.
Not quite as much, but close.
We'll take a break. We'll come back a little bit more from Mike Matheny next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
It is said that he was born under the open sky at the base of the glacier. That is not true.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. What NBA franchise is the most playoff wins without a championship? That would be the Phoenix Suns with 140.
PHX.
Is that going to end this year?
Pacers are up there. The Nuggets were fourth. Mm-hmm. Suns were first. Nuggets were fourth. Pacers are wedged in there. And who was the other one?
Who was the fourth one?
Nets?
Who was the third? No. Third was...
It wasn't the Rockets, because I thought it might be the Rockets. No, but it was the Rockets. Though, yeah. No, it was the...
And they've won twice.
Who was it?
Blazers?
Pacers were third.
Blazers were second.
Second was Utah.
Blazers won one.
Third Pacers, fourth Denver.
Yeah, Utah. Utah's the one we were thinking of. Yeah,
who are you liking in the West right now?
I think I'll go with Phoenix, unless Mike Conley gets back, and then I'll go with Utah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I hope people watch this, even though there's no like LeBron, because there's some pretty good basketball.
I will. This is the future. Mm-hmm. These are the teams that are going to be butting heads. So, yes, I will be watching for sure. What were we playing for there, Case? Some Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. We had Joe's on Friday. Man, what a spread. Thanks, everybody at Joe's. We had pulled pork. We had brisket, burn-ins, fries, rings, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese was really good. Mm-hmm. It might have been the first time I'd had the mac and cheese. Slaw, potato salad.
Beans.
Beans. We had it all. It was phenomenal, thanks to Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.
Yeah, awesome.
I guess Lebo and I's invitation got lost in the mail.
I was invited. I was gone. I was busy.
Yeah, invites throwing around.
Who you like in the East?
Well, if they're not going to be – the Nets, I like to win it all if they're healthy. Two of the three are healthy. That's not right now, so I would probably take what I'd get: the Bucks versus
Philly or Atlanta.
I think Atlanta's toast.
I do too. I'll take the Bucks.
That'd be something.
I'll take the Bucks. Who do you like in each one?
Well, probably the Nets. I mean, even with Harden hurt, they just win. They're so good.
Yeah, but with Kyrie Irving now,
I'm gonna go Jazz though. Quinn Snyder.
Okay, Jazz to take it all.
That can't happen, can it?
Could.
What if it did?
That,
I remember when he got fired, I said, listen, Quinn Snyder will be a head coach in the NBA. He's got the connections. He'll go. I didn't know that he was going to be a number one seed as a head coach in the NBA, but I digress. Thank you, Todd.
All right, buddy. Sorry we lost.
Yeah, sucks.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, before Nikola Jokic, who was the last MVP to be swept in the postseason? Brought to you by Good Sense.